let's review Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey. So we had a machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Yosef in regards to the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda. How long does the Bein Hashmashos last? Rabbi's interpretation is that it lasts the amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a meal, whereas Rav Yosef understands it lasts the amount of time that it takes to walk 2/3 of a meal. So the Gemara brings up a totally unrelated machlokas, other than the fact that it's the same two protagonists, it's Rabbi and Rav Yosef, and in a sense their opinions are reversed, because in this machlokas you're going to have Rabbi with the lesser number and Rav Yosef with the greater number, as opposed to in the machlokas about Bein Hashmashos. What's this machlokas about? Chalsa, in regards to a very large kli that's no longer considered to be a kli, Rabbi says Chalsa bastrei kuri shari l'til tulei. If it could hold 2 kores, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos because it's still a kli, but tlasa kuri also. Once it can hold 3 kores, it's too big to be considered kli, and therefore it's muktzah, so you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Rav Yosef, however, said, no, the numbers are higher. Bas tlasa kuri, if it can hold 3 kores, then it's still mutter, it's still considered kli, it can still be metaltalit. Arba kuri aser, only if it's 4 kores, then it's aser. The Gemara says, this is also machlokas panogeya to being mekabel tuma. If it's still considered kli, it's able to be mekabel tuma. Once it's not considered a kli, it cannot be mekabel tuma. So the Gabi ben Hashmashos, Rabba says 3/4, Rav Yosef says 2/3, the lesser number, and regarding a large kli, Rabbi says 2 kor, the lesser number, Rav Yosef says 3 kor, the greater number. Now the Gemara goes back to discuss Bein Hashmashos. So Rabbi says that kol zman shepnei mizrach madimin, as long as the eastern sky is red, doesn't mean that the eastern side is red. It means panim hamiirin es hamizrach, the glow that comes from the west, where the sun is setting, that sets a little bit of a glow toward the eastern side of the sky. The Gemara says, like when you have a sun shining through a window, it lights up the opposite wall a little bit. And that helps us understand, lower part of the sky in the east darkens before the upper part of the sky darkens, because the sun is setting in the west, and that's why it gets darker lower down in the east before it gets darker higher up in the east. The Gemara goes on to clarify that the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yosi is which we know is Keheref Ayin, is not during the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that the entire Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda is Vadayom. His Keheref Ayin is after the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda. So Kohanim could still go to the mikvah throughout the entire Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda, okay, and eat truma that night according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan, though, said in terms of Psak Halach, he's not sure which Shita to follow. Should we follow Rabbi Yosi or follow Rabbi Yehuda? So we always go to Chum. So Melacha Shabbos you can't do already starting from the beginning of the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda. Tevila you have to do, Kohanim has to be tevil before the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yehuda. And in terms of Kohanim eating Truma, they should wait till after the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yosi to be able to eat Truma. And obviously Melacha Motzoi Shabbos also, you have to wait till after the Bein Hashmashos of Rabbi Yosi in order to be able to do Melacha. Gemara quotes a Braisa, gives another way to figure out when night is. Kocha Vechad Yom, when there's only one star out, it's Vada Yom. Shnayim Bein Hashmashos, when there are 2 stars out, that's Bein Hashmashos. Shlosh Shalayla, once there are 3 stars out, then you know that it's nighttime. And the kinds of stars we're talking about are Kochav and Beinonim. We're talking about middle-sized stars, not particularly small ones, not particularly large ones. Then the Gemara goes to tell us that Rava told his Shamish ones that since you don't know exactly when Bein Hashmashos is, you should play it very safe. That light Shabbos candles when you can clearly see the sun, when you know it's for sure daytime. On a cloudy day, you can't see the sun. How are you going to figure out when it's for sure daytime? So he gave him simanim of a rooster, a raven, a certain type of plant that behave in certain ways when it's still daytime and different ways when it's nighttime. The Gemara then goes on to tell us a braisa about the blowing of the shofar on Erev Shabbos to herald the coming of Shabbos. Sheish tekios token Erev Shabbos. They would blow 6 tekios. Rishon elahavtil sami melacha shabsados. First key they would do would be to get everyone to stop doing melacha. Second one, lahavtil lir v'chanuyos, to get the people in the city and the storekeepers to stop working. And the third one is lahadlikas haneris, that it was time to light Shabbos candles and time to remove food from the fire and wrap it properly, do the hatamana, whatever you needed to do. And then a little bit later, tokeh maria v'tokeh, they blow the final 3 blasts to indicate that Shabbos has in fact begun. That is a basic Chazara of Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey.